Good morning, everyone. My name is Matt, and as you probably heard, the guy sitting down over here, Micah, he is my brother, I'll claim him, who just shared his testimony. But it's funny because sometimes people guess that Joseph and I are brothers. Joseph's the guy with the guitar over there. He's actually our brother-in-law now, which means when our sister Katie came to know the Lord, he snatched her up right away. And it was an adjustment, but we've forgiven him for it. As far as Micah and I, we had a really good relationship growing up. When I was 16, we moved to Utah. When I was 19, I actually literally traveled land and sea to try to gain converts to Mormonism. I went to Denmark, and after 2 years of being a Mormon missionary in Denmark, I came back to Utah. I was studying piano performance at Brigham Young University when my younger brother got sent home off his two-year mission trip, kind of shamefully. He only had 3 weeks left of his two-year commitment, and so I was shocked, and I had to ask him, what did you do? Assuming the worst, that he had transgressed some Mormon law that got him in trouble with his leadership, what I came to discover was that it was a testimony of Jesus through reading the New Testament that got him in so much trouble. And he encouraged me to do what he had been challenged to do, which was to read the Bible as a child. By the grace of God, I took this challenge, and I think God had prepared my heart in a few ways to be ready for that. For one, I wanted to know I was saved. I wanted the salvational assurance, and I was trying to gain that through the works of my religion, through these repeated ordinances and all these things I was doing. I was hoping I could earn God's forgiveness and make peace with God, because I had this evil conscience that was plaguing me. And in fact, Romans 2:5 says that there is a day of wrath coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. I did not know that verse at the time, but the weight of the fearful expectation of God's judgment was upon me, and I wanted to make peace with God. I wanted to be reconciled. And so I started reading the Bible, and one of the most powerful books of scripture for me was actually the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 and chapters 10 really hammers the sufficiency of the blood of Jesus Christ in cleansing our sin and making us right with God. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 9 says that gifts and sacrifices according to the old arrangement, that gifts and sacrifices are offered that cannot perfect the conscience of the worshiper. And of course, I was never a Jew, but I could relate to that verse, and that the things I was offering to God through my religion were not perfecting me, and I could feel that. It goes on to say, however, in verse 14, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? God was calling me to turn from these dead works, at these repeated ordinances, all these things that I thought could cleanse me. And in fact, I was realizing that I was also dead in my sins and my trespasses, and that I needed to turn from these things to serve a living God. And the only way I could serve this living God was to come to know him first by accepting the free gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10:14 tells us this. It says, "For by a single offering, he has perfected us for all time. He has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." And so I came to realize that it wasn't my works, it was the perfection of Jesus Christ given to me as a free gift through his work that allows me to be saved and to have right standing with God. In Hebrews chapter 10:22, we read this and we're encouraged, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience." And so my heart was cleansed through faith in Jesus Christ and in no other way. And it was an instantaneous and miraculous transformation on the inside. And I knew I was saved. I knew I was forgiven for the first time in my life. Romans 5:1 puts it this way, 5:1 and 2. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And through him, we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Suddenly, I was rejoicing. Instead of fearing the punishment and the wrath of God, I was rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. And one of the first things I did was share this with someone who was really close to me at the time. Her name is Nicole. She was my girlfriend. She was also attending BYU. And by the grace of God, she came to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as well. She's actually my wife now, and we have a beautiful little daughter, Tessa, who just turned 4. There was a transition for me. God kind of put me at a crossroads. Now that I knew I was saved, I had been saved by grace through faith, and this was not my own doing. God, however, was calling me into a life of discipleship and was asking me to take up my cross and follow him, not in order to earn my salvation, but because he first loved me. And so I was to love and respond. And at the time, I had a scholarship in piano performance at BYU. In order to remain at the university, however, I needed an ecclesiastical endorsement for my leadership, so I needed to remain a good standing Mormon. And so I was at this crossroads where I struggled with whether or not I would do this. But it says in John 12, 42 to 43, which convicted me, it says, many, even of the authorities, believed in Jesus, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it. And so I was in this situation. I was at Brigham Young University. I didn't want to be kicked out of the university and all the cultural, all the things I had to gain through this religion and through this system. And I had my own career pursuits through the university, but God was calling me out of that at the time, was calling me to walk away from that. And so by the grace of God, my wife and I finally let go and ended up walking away from the university and left scholarships and career pursuits at the time. And in fact, confronted family members, which was kind of scary. Father-in-law can be very intimidating, by the way. But by the grace of God, we shared these new things and relationships were damaged with family members, but we've seen restoration over the years, and we can continue to pray for my in-laws that God will deliver them as he has delivered us. Now that I'm in Christ, though, it's so amazing knowing that I'm eternally secure in him, and nothing can take me out of that relationship. Nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. John 10, 27 to 28 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give them eternal life. They will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands. So it's so great knowing that Jesus has us in his hands. And for those of us who have trusted in Jesus for our salvation and him alone, we are eternally secure in him. And the good work that he begins in us at salvation, he will bring to completion in the day of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he has engraved us on the palms of his hands. He will never leave us, he will never forsake us, nor will he forget us.